Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio, and you are in, well, you're just in line for a special show tonight. We've got Rebecca Fist taking your calls all hour long. The Show May Show is a two-hour show, but it is a one-hour broadcast that we're doing. That's just so we don't cut you off if we're going like a few seconds over. And on the line with me tonight is Rebecca Fist. Rebecca, how are you, my dear?
I'm doing great, Garrett. Thanks so much for having me back.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody loves you so much. It's so fun when you're going to be on the show because, you know, like we tell everybody, the phone lines open up about 15 minutes before the show starts. And even before I get into the studio, we've got like 40 calls that are on hold, and I've screened most of them. So if I've screened your call, we're going to do our best to get to you as we can tonight. Just know that if we can't get to everybody, that Rebecca would still love to visit with you. And so we'll promote Rebecca's book, The List, which is available on Amazon. We're going to promote Rebecca's website, iamrebecca.com, and all kinds of fun stuff like that a little bit later. But before we do all of that, Rebecca, do you want to do any type of show opener, talk about what's been going on or energies or things like that?
Sure. Yes, I would love to, actually. Okay, so just a couple of things. First of all, what I'd like to suggest, especially for those of you who are going to call in with a question or who've already been screened, I have had a renewed respect for getting grounded and centered. And, you know, really it's as simple as just sitting up straight, putting your feet flat on the floor and taking a couple of deep breaths and really allowing yourself to feel like you're back in your body and in the present. Anything that you're worried about, trust me, if you wait an hour and worry about it in an hour, it's not going to change anything. It's not going to make it worse if you're not worried about it at this moment. And if you can come back to that space of knowing that everything is okay in the now and that the things that are concerning you, you can work on them later. We've got to look for solutions to the things that are problems or the things that are causing us frustration. And we have to let go of the things that we can't do anything about. And if you can remember that, come back to center, take a few deep breaths, it'll help take some of the stress away and it'll help you just get through things more easily because we all need a little help with getting through things a little more easily. So that's the first thing. And then, Garrett, I think I told you this, but I really haven't said much of anything to anyone, so I'm surprising you with this, but I have a really kind of very cool announcement to make. So there is a book that will be coming out before the end of the year. I don't have a published date on it yet. But it features America's top 50 psychics, and
yay!
I am going to be in the book. So I'm super excited about that. I'm completely overjoyed, and I promise that I will give your listeners more details as soon as I have them. And, of course, I'll let you know as soon as I know, too. So, anyway, that's kind of the exciting
stuff. That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, and for those of you in Southern California, I am coming back. I will be at Bogart's Coffee House in Seal Beach on Sunday, June 28th, from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. My format's changing just a little bit. I will be taking one question from each person. Normally, I kind of go the whole 2 hours, but the format's getting changed a little bit. And I am still scheduling. I've got like one or two slots open still for private sessions. So if you're interested in a private session, please send me an email from my website, www.iamrebecca.com. Or if you are friends with me on Facebook, you can send me a private message or you can call my business phone, which is area code 650-622-2220. Okay. So,
awesome.
Garrett, back to you. I think that's enough for announcements, and I want to get to these questions.
Okay, well, we're going to start off with I pretty much guarantee caller calling from the farthest distance away. We've got Mary Lou calling from Australia right now. Mary Lou, welcome to the show. You're live with Rebecca. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you? Lovely to speak to you both. Congratulations, Rebecca. That is just so fantastic. And you are just a shining beacon of light. And it's so lovely to see, after what you've been through, to rise above everything and be ready for the top of your game. just, you're just going to shine, shine, shine all over America. I have no doubt.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so nice to hear your voice. How can I help you? And thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me just say that again. And but today is all about you. So how can I help you tonight?
Okay. Well, as you know, I've had a plethora of moves, and I'm still in the process of moving. But I'm trying to culminate everything that I have done, and I know there's huge changes coming that I think are really good. I'm just a little bit torn because there's a need for me to go back into the workforce. So I've been offered a lot of things by universities to continue studying. I love the work that I've been doing for over 30 years. I love writing. I love radio. Can't wait to come back on. But I'm just trying to pull it all in and be really clear. So my little heart's kind of pitter-pattering in all sorts of directions. And yes, I've been trying to ground myself and connect with that, but I'm really trying to tap in. And I just thought, is there any message that they have for me that would just help me seal it? And I mean, I know it's all up to me and I create my own reality, but a little help would be good right now. I'd be most grateful.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me just say, yes, I know that you have been through a tremendous amount. And we are coming to the end of that. I just want to reassure you. I'm hearing February, and I'm getting chills as I tell you that. The main thing is that it's really time for you to come back into your center. I know that you have clear intention about everything that you do, but I also know that you think a lot about the ramifications of all of the decisions that you make. And right now, you're being called to come back to the place of knowing within you, trusting your own intuition. Not because I don't want to give you guidance, but that this is a part of integration that is happening in your life right now that will serve you for the rest of your life. You know, again,
yes,
acknowledging your conscientiousness about everything that you do, your level of integrity, your clear intention, all of those things are intact. But what's happened over the last 2 to 3 years is I literally get this image of these tumultuous waves of things that have happened, that have occurred because of the actions of others. And you have been participating in a situation or in situations where the actions of these other people have caused you to be, I don't want to say a victim because that's not the way you approach your life, but that you have been a casualty of some of those decisions. So you're coming out of that now. Okay, so you've been through the worst of it.
Good.
I know that there's still some mourning that needs to be done. There's definitely, as much as you present a very positive attitude and really try to be in that space, there's still some residual fear there about what has happened. And I feel like because you don't want to, pollute the environment with negative energy, it's almost like you're still holding on to some of this grief, this fear, and also this anger. And I very much want to strongly encourage you to release it all now. Let it go.
Yeah.
Because what happens is, you know, when we go into what we feel is a dark place, when we feel like we're not getting the support we need, when we feel like we're all alone, it can feel so horrible and so lonely and so sad and so it creates so much fear. And the reality is when we're centered, even if we're in that place of solitude, becomes a place of peace for us. And that's what you're being called to do. You're being called to come back to that place of peace. I do see you letting go of a tremendous amount. So if you haven't already done that, it's not just cleaning the house out and letting go. But I do feel like there has been more discernment for you with relationships, with partnerships in every kind of way in your life. And I want to acknowledge again, you've already gone through most of this. So now it's about just allowing yourself to be finish the process of where you are and stay in that center. And it's the number three is somehow very significant for you. I keep seeing the number three. Not only is it the trilogy, but there is something very significant about this number for you, and it's going to continue to be significant for you moving forward. So,
okay.
you know, give yourself some time to rest, give yourself some time to process, and then really sit with you know, the opportunities that show up for you before you make these decisions. I do see that there is a university opportunity for you that actually will be lots of fun. And so take that one, because it's time for you to get to have some fun. And it's interesting, too, because the radio stuff, there may be something affiliated with radio that is also, it's almost like it's something that just kind of happens that you weren't necessarily planning on, but it's something that happens through the opportunities with this. So it's all good stuff. It's really, really good.
Yeah. There's just, I'm not angry and I've certainly let go of relationships, but there's someone very close to my heart in my family that I need to be able to support and help now. So this is why I'm tied between going back into the workforce as in an administrative position, but I love what I do and I love the direction I feel I'm going into. So I suppose that's what I'm being pulled from, is just bringing in that income to be able to support my family. So I guess that's, that's probably what you've been feeling.
Yeah, I mean, my impression is that there will be something else. It's not going to be as long-term as you think. There's another opportunity for support for that person that will either show up at the last minute before you've made these changes, or it will be not long after you've started. As far as the anger, you know, what I want to say is that for you, it doesn't come out as, you know, I mean, for some people, anger really is like you've got to scream and yell and hit the punching bag and have it come to that place. My impression for you is that what happens is you turn that anger into sadness. And so the disappointment that comes. And so, you know, I just want to say that, you know, give yourself an opportunity, because I know that you process a lot. I know that you work very hard to be very present with where you are with your emotions. But I also want to acknowledge that if some of this is coming up, it's a very minute amount of residual energy, but it's still there.
Okay.
And as soon as you're able to completely release that, you're going to feel much more peaceful and calm all the time. And, you know, again, I feel like there's this tremendous momentum behind you of pushing you through to this next place of lots of happiness. So this is all temporary. It's all coming.
Actually, I know it's just clicked what this is about. It's very interesting because there's somebody in the household that has been similar behavior in the past that's around at the moment disrupting the energy. And I'm not even related to them, but they're just in the same space. So that's making sense. Okay, so thank you. Yes.
Okay, Mary Lou.
Oh, no, that's beautiful. Thank you. I won't keep you. Thank you so much for your beautiful blessings. And I will talk to you, Garrett Miller, my Saturday morning and Friday night dance party with the beautiful, beautiful Martha Reich.
There we go.
I'll
How's
see
that
you
for
then.
Promo? Thanks, Mary Lou. Have a great day today.
All right. Thank you, Mary Lou.
Okay.
All the best.
There we go. So let's get on with the show here. We've got our next call coming from Mike, and Mike is asking about relationships today. Mike, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Mike. Good to hear from you. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Do you actually want to ask me a specific question, or do you want me to just tune in?
Well, there is a specific question.
Okay, go ahead.
But you can tune in, whichever. I just had a reconnection with an attractive female friend from years back. And, you know, again, there's been a discussion of, hey, come and I'm in Phoenix. She's in Denver. You know, it's only a short flight, you know, type of thing. And just kind of see if there's, you know, if that type of worth the energy.
What's her first name?
Her first name's Katie.
Okay. Well, okay, so I do get that there is, I mean, both of you are excited about this. I get both of you have very good feelings about this. It's interesting because my impression is that as you get to know each other, there will be things that you find out about each other that surprise both of you, but they're in a good way. So, you know, what I want to say is, you know, yes, if you guys can arrange to spend some time together and see what happens, there is a lot of very good energy about all of this. The familiar feelings that you have are all very good feelings. And it's something where both of you are people that the other one respects. So this starts as friendship and respect for each other. You know, it's a mutually beneficial situation. But I also see that the attraction is there and the communication is there. So, you know, my impression is that, yes, there's a very good foundation here if the two of you wanted to try to make a relationship work and see what happens. You know, and then as far as the location, that's something you guys would have to decide later. It's that would come with time, but I definitely feel like there's a good energy between the two of you. She's a really good person. She's hardworking. She's honest. Good communicator. She's beautiful. She's fun-loving. But she's also, you know, she's not afraid to make the hard decisions. And a lot of this is very similar to how you are, but you tend to be a little bit more reserved than she is, even though she doesn't share her most private thoughts with very many people. You're kind of the same way in that regard. But both of you, hardworking, both of you, good communicators. There's a lot of very good, good energy here.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's kind of what I pick up, that she's kind of interested as well, and it'd be interesting to see how this goes.
Yeah, have a good time.
And I think if it turned in anything, I would have to be moving to Denver.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but yes, that would have been my suggestion.
Yeah, well, I think I already know that. Yeah.
Okay, so good, then I don't have to tell you, see?
Yeah, no disappointment.
But I didn't want to jump that far ahead, but
yeah,
I will
right.
tell
no,
you.
No, no. And
I
mean,
that's about,
it's 115
that's about 18
today
months
here,
down the line. Yeah, it's about 18 months out, just so you know.
Yeah, oh, exactly. And it's 115 here today in Phoenix, so, I mean, that might not be bad.
Yeah, you know, yes, I will stay spoiled in California, and God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for your
All
call,
right,
Mike. Have a good night.
Keep us posted. Okay.
There we go. And our next call is coming from tonight's. Like, we've got either really two categories, Rebecca, for most of the callers. It's either going to be love or it's going to be career. So our next call is coming from Donna, and Donna's asking about love.
Okay. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Donna. Thanks for calling in. Okay, so how can I help you?
Well, I've been talking to a fellow named Dusty. He lives in Hawaii, and I'm going to see him in October. We just talked briefly, but he's a friend of a friend from high school. And then I've been talking to another fellow named Mike, lives in my town, and I wanted to know if anything will come of these two or if there's someone else coming in, or what are you picking up on my romance?
Okay, one second here. Okay, so I'm going to start with Dusty. You know, I think Dusty's a lot of fun. I think if you're looking for something that is serious, my impression is that he's not necessarily looking for a very serious relationship at this point. So, you know, go ahead and meet him. I think you'll have a good time. I think he's a kind-hearted person. I really do. My impression about him, though, is that he's been hurt terribly and that, you know, he doesn't, it takes him a very long time to really allow himself to get very connected to somebody. And, you know, as far as the long-distance thing, you know, my impression is he kind of likes that. It makes it safe for him. So he tends to be somebody who's very slow-moving. He can say anything that he wants to when he's far away, but you'll see that you'll kind of see this kind of shy side to him when he comes out, even though he's fun-loving and he can be very gregarious and the joke teller and all of that. When it comes to really talking about things in his personal life, there, you know, he's cautious about all of that. So, very kind person. I'm just not sure that he's really looking for something serious. Time will tell with him. So, you know, wait and see what happens. And in the meantime, enjoy the dialogue. Like I said, he's very kind-hearted. Mike, okay, so Mike is local to where you are. Let's see here. You know, my impression about Mike is that he's, I kind of get the impression he's kind of playing the field right now. It's almost like the image that I see is somebody who's taking, you know, let's say you're doing the social ballroom dancing thing, and you go and you show up, and here's this gentleman, and there's a room of 20 women, and you get to basically explore dancing with all of these different 20 women, and he's very happy to do that. He's very happy to try each partner and see how they dance and just kind of come back each week, and if he dances with some of the same women, that's fine, and if he doesn't, that's okay too. So mm-hmm. he enjoys the company of women. He likes to be, he behaves like a gentleman, which I'm grateful for. I think that's a very good thing. But he too, my impression is that he's kind of playing the field right now, and you know, again, somebody who is, he takes the time to get to know people. So
yeah.
Enjoy yourself. You know, as far as either one of them being the one for you right now, it's very interesting because you're talking about two different people who both are not on the fast track to be in a serious relationship. So, mm-hmm. you know, my impression is that that could change. I feel like that would be more likely with Dusty than it would be with Mike. But I also see that there's somebody else who will be showing up for you.
Okay.
And I want to say, I'm hearing the name maybe Frank or an F name. It could be his first name or last name, but I am hearing somebody else. And it's going to be, it may be even be somebody that you've already known, because when you meet him, I see the two of you together. He feels very familiar. It's very friendly. I see you hugging. It's like it's very, very familiar. So, and my impression is that it's going to be, let's see here, timing-wise. You either are going to run into him or somebody else who knows him over the summer. I want to say August. But my impression is that as far as actually meeting him and spending more time with him, I'm hearing spring, like probably March. So, you know, just enjoy yourself. You know,
yeah.
love your life, take care of you, enjoy yourself. Date, if you want to date, go out and date and have some fun. And,
yeah.
you know, but you will have love again in your life. I have no
good.
Doubt.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay? Yeah. yeah, enjoy yourself. You know, you're a fun-loving
okay.
person. You don't take things too seriously when you don't need to. You know, that's quite an asset. And trust me, the gentlemen really appreciate that about you.
Oh, good. Yeah, I am like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Donna.
I really, really like that. Thank you.
Good
You're
luck
so
to you, Donna.
Welcome. Thanks for the call.
And our next caller is going to be Kimberly. Kimberly's calling about her career. Kimberly, you are live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Good.
I
transferred to another school district I'm teaching.
Okay.
But it's something still missing because it's not my passion. I'm doing it to pay bills. And I just, it's something in me says I'm supposed to be an entrepreneur, but I don't know where to start.
Okay. All right. Well, hang on here. Let's take a look and see. It's interesting because, so, I mean, I get that you actually love to teach. It's the politics and the bureaucracy and the being made to teach what they say you have to teach versus actually being able to take the time to get through to the students, okay? That's what I get about your situation. Does that
yeah.
make sense?
Yes.
So there's a couple of things you can do, and this is, I understand the entrepreneurial thing, but I also understand if you get yourself into something where it's like, I don't even know what to do right now. What I want to suggest to you is take part of what your passion is, because part of your passion is when you teach something to somebody and you see the light bulb go on because they understand it, that is what you have a passion for. So there are several different things. If you wanted to stay in the educational realm, you could either find out about going to work at a specialty private school. You could work on developing curriculum or protocols that allows teaching of the curriculum in a way that students get. In other words, you know, I know that it's possible to go online and do homeschooling. And some of the curriculum is like, yeah, you just order the textbooks and they send you the books. I also know that there are project-based programs that you can do. And so it's like I could see you doing something like that where you develop a curriculum that's maybe a combination of some or all of it, of really engaging all of the senses in the way that these concepts are taught. So I could see you doing something like that. I think I told you some time ago that I see you speaking to groups of people. I still see that because you are a leader. You are somebody who can engage an audience and really get through to them. So it's, you know, I still see the possibility of you using education as a springboard for how you work on the entrepreneurial thing. But again, I see you speaking in front of people. So, you know, at the end of the day, you'll have to decide what it is that you really want to talk to people about. And it may be the educational system. It may be that you, the experiences you've had and what's working and getting through to students and what's not working. And maybe bringing that light to light so that parents understand what's working and what's not working. And maybe you coming up with something that will work better. Because my impression is you're also very intuitive. So it's like you're so clearly seeing what's working and what's failing, and there's nothing you can do about it where you are, okay? So, you know, I want to say, you know, do what you want to do, but take the experience and the passion part and bring that in. Move that to the next place for you. And, you know, I have to say to you, that with your experience in education, as a parent of a 9-year-old, I know that I and many parents in this community are always trying to find out as much as we can about the educational system and how it works and what's working for kids and what's not working for kids. And every time there's a teacher who says, I want to talk to you because this is what I've seen in my experience, this is what's working and this is what's not working, and you know, we want to be informed. So there's absolutely a market and a venue for people who want to be informed about what we can do to help the kids and the students. Okay?
Okay.
Does this all make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. It's I know that you feel stuck where you are, that being, you know, trying to work inside the box that they've given you, that to work in these parameters, it doesn't work for you. And you know what? The beautiful part of that is it doesn't actually work for most of our kids either. So if you're willing to get out there and talk to people about what your experience is, you will be able to make a very good living doing that, and you'll be able to help people with their own families and work on how to get their own families educated in a way that works for their individual children.
Okay.
I mean, you may choose to do something else, but there's a need for what you could bring, and you would do very well with it.
Okay.
Thanks, Kimberly, for the call.
All right.
Have a good night.
Okay, thanks so much.
And we're about the halfway point for the show, so this is a great time to remind everybody that if you'd like to have a fun, easy read for your summertime reading enjoyment, you can go to Amazon tonight and get Rebecca Fisk. Her book, The List, is available for Kindle download right now, and it's at a bargain price, so I'll encourage you to do that. Rebecca, do you want to remind everybody where to look at you on the web so they can go ahead and schedule a private appointment with you after the show?
I would love that. My website address is www.iamrebecca, it's iamrebecca.com.
Cool. Our next caller is going to be coming from Don, and Don is calling about a residency question or a moving question. Don, you're live with Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. My question is, I applied for affordable housing here in New York, and I wanted to know, do you see me moving anytime soon? Because I have the itch. I'm so ready to get out of here.
You know, I do see it coming through for you, but my impression is that it's going to be a little bit longer. I feel like it's a few months down the road. I do get this impression for you that it's almost like you feel really stuck and that you just want to feel free again and that will give you some freedom. So I do see it coming. It's just not yet. So try to be patient. In the meantime, if you have an opportunity to, you know, even just go do some day trips, you know, my impression is try to get out and do some things that you like to do. They don't have to cost any money, even if it's just going and going for walks or, you know, going and visiting with friends. It can be stuff that doesn't really cost anything. But just doing things that nurture your soul, because I feel like it's, you know, it's almost like you're in the winter energetically. That's what it feels like. So,
yeah.
you know, if baths make you feel good, take some baths. If if going for a walk makes you feel good, do that. But do something that nurtures your soul every day. Try to spend 20 to 30 minutes a day doing that, and it will help.
Okay.
You know, journaling is also a good thing to do. This is about taking time to take care of yourself now to get you through.
Okay.
Because things are looking up, but we want you to feel good right now while you're in the process.
Okay. Do you feel like I'll have the place by, like, August, maybe?
I think my impression right now is that it's going to take longer than that. That doesn't mean that it won't change. It's just remember that when I'm doing these readings, and this is for everybody, I'm reading the energy that's around you right now. It can change, and you can change it. That's the free will part. Okay?
Okay.
So, you know, it can be when you're relying on another entity regarding a situation, like in this case, you're relying on housing authority or whoever, you know, it can take one person coming in and going, oh, we can push that through now. And it can change.
Right.
So, you know, my impression at this moment is I don't hear August at this moment, but that doesn't mean it can't come to pass for that. So just make sure that you've done everything that you can do on your end. Maybe just double check with them and ask them if they need anything else from you. It doesn't hurt to call and say, look, I'm just double checking. Is there anything else? Did I miss anything? I'm trying to be diligent. And, you know, for the most part, they really appreciate that. It makes the job easier. Okay?
Okay.
But it's coming.
Hang
in there.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Are we still there?
Sorry, Rebecca, I had a little technical glitch. There we go. Okay.
That's okay.
You know how it goes sometimes.
I do.
Cindy is asking out of the Blog Talk chat room. She says she'd like to ask Rebecca if she's getting anything on her friend William, who passed late last week.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Cindy. All right, just one moment. Okay. So I want to say when he initially passed, there was a little bit of a feeling of him feeling trapped in his body. And it was temporary, but it was kind of very like, wow, this is really different, and I'm not sure where I'm at. And so there was a little bit of confusion for him, but it was very temporary. And I feel like once he let go, everything was okay. I feel like his that moment that he was feeling trapped, I feel like that was because somebody else wanted him to stay. They didn't want to let him go. And then finally it was like, okay, you can go now. So that's what it feels like for him. I want to say that this is somebody who is very creative, very, very intelligent, and very passionate. Let's see here. Cindy. You know, it's interesting because what I'm getting from him is that he always knew he could rely on you. You were always reliable for him. And, you know, my impression is that he didn't always think to come to you. But when he did, he always knew he could rely on you. So he wants you to know that. That in some ways it almost feels like the kid sister that you forget is so capable and so able to do things, and yet you forget because it's your kid sister. It's that kind of an energy. So he wants you to know that he appreciates you and he appreciates who you are, and that in some ways he feels like he didn't quite appreciate you as much as he could have while he was still alive. He's in a good place. He's still kind of figuring things out, but he's, you know, he's definitely talking about the peacefulness there, and that you know, he was pretty skeptical before he passed about whether or not there is something after death. But he is acknowledging that, yes, there absolutely is, and it's not. It's a continuation of life. It's just different. It's just a different. It's just a different way. There's this expansiveness instead of being housed in a confining physical form, and that's the way he's describing it. And you know, it's as if he can swim anywhere he wants to, that there is no containment. And it's very freeing. It's a very free feeling for him. And so he does want you to go and tell people that he is acknowledging that, yes, there is a life after death, and that for him, it's a continuation of life, that there is no death. And that's the way he wants you to phrase it. So I hope that makes sense to you. I get very brilliant mind from him, and creative, but also very almost scientific in his thinking. And so this is really, as he would say, this is a breakthrough for him to be able to have this experience and for him to be able to pass that information on. So he's very content. He's exploring a lot and will probably be visiting loved ones, but he's still kind of learning his way in his new frequency, his new dimension. So he's excited. He's happy. He's very peaceful. Pragmatic, that's the word that comes to mind. So he's grateful. He's grateful that you've reached out to him. And by the way, you know, he knows that people are still crying about him leaving, and he wants you to tell them he's not gone. He did not leave. He is still there. He is there, and he knows, and he will do his best to let everybody know that he is around. So I hope this helps you. I'm grateful for the question. And he says to let you know that he will definitely be around.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, Cindy, for the question. Let's get to our next caller here. We've got a line a mile long, so we're going to get to as many of you as we can tonight. Marianne is next, and she's calling about love. Marianne, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Great. Rebecca, thanks for taking my call. My question is, I have been dating for probably about a month. Somebody, his name is Kevin, and things had been going really well, and we were going out a lot, and he actually said we needed to date more, and then all of a sudden he is, like, really pulled back. So don't know what's going on, wondering if it's him or, you know, if there's somebody else coming in for me.
Okay. So I want to say that the disconnect is definitely him. It's interesting because I like his energy and I like the energy between the two of you, but it really does feel like he's completely derailed right now. So energetically, it's almost like the connection is, it's like there's a break in the connection right now. And I want to say, first of all, it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with anything that you've done. I want to say that there's something going on in his life that is it's very difficult. So whatever this is, it may have been a death in the family. I mean, my impression is that
he was okay. Living with someone, and she died about 11 months ago.
Okay. So, but there's something new that's come up regarding all of this, and it's completely derailed him from this track that he's been on. And my impression is that he has a lot of emotional work to do yet to reconcile himself with moving forward. Okay. So it isn't just, I mean, he really likes you, and I feel like if everything else were in order in his life, he would be continuing with you. But I feel like there are some other things that he still has to work with and reconcile himself with in order to be fully present in a committed relationship. And so my impression is that in this case, he was starting to contemplate whether or not this could be a serious relationship. And then he decided that there are some things that he needs to do first to get himself really ready, and he's not quite there yet. Now, I will say that it's unfortunate that he didn't feel that he could communicate to you about this. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he shows back up again in 2 to 3 months. Wouldn't surprise me at all. But I want to say that there is somebody else coming for you as well. So you'll have some decisions to make. I want to say that it may be an A name, Andrew, or maybe the last name is Anderson, but I feel like there's an A in this person's name. The thing is that this person who's coming is very consistent and a very good communicator, will not be dating you so much so fast, but is very consistent, very reliable, lets you know what's happening, lets you know what he's thinking. It's a good communication, and it works well. There's a good balance with who you are and how you approach relationships. He's a very good mirror because he does things in a similar way. Now, the other thing that I want to say to you is that it feels very familiar when you're with this person. He's also, you may be thinking, okay, well, I'm attracted to him. He's a good communicator. We seem to be compatible, but I'm not sure that there's any fireworks there. Don't, you know, let yourself be patient with him. because my impression is that he can be very fun-loving, but he is very much meticulous and careful and attention to detail, especially at the beginning. He will dress to impress. He does want to impress. And so he may not let loose at the very beginning, and you'll have to let yourself get to know him a little bit, and then you're going to really find that he's got this fun-loving side. I also feel like financially he's doing well, and so that won't be an issue. So be patient. Like I said, Kevin may be back, but I feel like this other person is going to be showing up, and I feel like, you know, the question mark with Kevin right now is when he does come back, if he does come back, can you get through this communication thing and find out what really happened, and can you move forward having good communication so that you know this isn't going to happen again? Because if this kind of thing happens again, you can't be in a relationship with somebody that doesn't tell you what's happening. So
true.
So, you know, this other person feels like a really good match for you. So hang in there. And I do feel like it's very soon with this other person as well. I want to say within the next few months. If we get to fall or the holidays and you haven't met this person, I'd be very surprised.
Okay. Fabulous.
Okay.
Thanks
thank
for calling,
so
Marianne.
All righty.
Good luck
thank
to
you.
You. So much. Mm-hmm.
Keep us posted.
Yeah.
And let's get going here to our next caller here. And we're going to – come on, computer. We're having technical issues tonight, folks, so I appreciate you being patient along the way. But our next caller is – Regina, if Regina's line opens up here, let's get Regina on here. And come on, Regina, you're next. There we go.
Hi.
I think we have success. There we go. Regina's calling about.
Yay.
You're live with Rebecca. Go ahead.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Regina. How can I help you?
I am calling to see. It was about love, but that's not really my main focus. I just want to see, do you see my finances improving this summer and beyond, because I'm waiting on my unemployment, but also I'm looking for work as well. So and I've been out of work for almost 6 weeks now. So I'm just trying to keep hope alive.
Yes. Okay. Be patient and hang in there. You're doing the right things. I want to say that yes, your finances will improve. I'm hearing February. So whatever this plan is that you're planning to, you know, I feel like you're working on putting a budget in place and doing all of that. And I feel like it's going to help you in the long run. So whatever it is that you put in place now that helps you get into this better place, like I said, February, it feels like things are better. Keep it in place as you move forward, okay? I know that it's really difficult, especially when you're not working and there isn't really a lot coming in. It's really hard to have a savings plan and a savings, like an emergency savings account, because you feel like, oh, I should be using all of this money. But do it anyway, because my impression is you already learned the lessons of spending more than you have, and you don't want to do that again. You're already over it. So which is a good lesson to learn young. So my impression is that moving forward, things are going to be much easier for you. Just stay disciplined about what your plan is and keep it in place, okay? As far as work, I'm hearing August for you. So keep doing what you're doing. My impression is you may even get something short-term, or you may get something almost immediately, but it's not really what you want. And I feel like there's another opportunity that's coming for you in August, and that will be much more along the lines of what you want, and there will be opportunities for you to grow from there. Okay? So keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing all the right stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thanks for your call,
Regina.
Have a great night. Our next call is coming from Stacy, and Stacy's calling about moving. Stacy, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hi, Stacy. Okay.
Hello.
So, all right. How's it going?
It's going.
All right. So let's see here. You know, I kind of get the impression it's like you're not really sure which way to go next. Does that make sense?
That's true.
Okay. Hang on just a second. So my impression is that there's a couple of opportunities for you, and you're trying to decide what to do. And, you know, it's like I know you want to get out of where you are, but if you can hang in there just for a little bit longer, you'll have more clarity about which way to go. Because right now I feel like there's an urgency that you feel that you should do something right now. And the reality is it doesn't have to be right now. But you have to get yourself in a place where you can be okay with where you are for the moment until you have peace and clarity about how to move forward. Okay? So Let me go back to these two opportunities. I mean, my impression is that one of these opportunities would be temporary for you anyway, and you know that. But again, it goes back to you feeling so urgent about moving from where you are at this moment. The second opportunity is more long-term, and I feel a lot of peacefulness around it. It feels like it's a clear decision. It's a clear path, but it's not going to happen right this minute. So you have to decide if you can make peace with where you are and be there for a little bit longer, or if you can't do that, if you need to move to this transitional place, that will be temporary. But again, it involves another move in the middle, you know, like that mid-step versus waiting and being patient until you make the move that you really want to make. Okay, does this all make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so be kind to yourself. If you, you know, and the thing is, it has to come from what you want, what's right for you. Ask yourself, can I make peace with where I am right now and hang in there for a little bit longer, because it will cost you less money, it will cost you less anxiety, and it will certainly cost you less effort to be able to make it work where you are and then just make the one move. If you are honest with yourself and it comes back and it's like, no, I can't stand it, I can't be here for another minute, and you have to do this transitional move, then go ahead and do that. There's no right or wrong here. I would just love to be able to see you save some time, energy, and money by trying to make the best of what you've got at this moment before you make that move, instead of doing the transitional step in the middle.
Okay.
You can do this. You're strong. I know it. But be good to yourself and take care of yourself.
Okay. Stacy, thanks
for
your call. Have a great night. And our next call is coming from Sophia, and Sophia tonight is calling about her career. Sophia, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Sophia. How can I help you?
Hi, dear. I recently made a great accomplishment with something, and I actually put the finishing touches on it today. My immediate goal and plan with some of the resources from this accomplishment there's a purchase that I need to make, as well as do self-investment, take some of those resources and invest in myself. That is my current plan, and not go back to the workforce of 9 to 5 right now, if at all. Just looking for some guidance or redirection. What resonates with you? Is that pretty much a good plan? Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, let me just say congratulations, and take the time to really feel proud of yourself, because when we reach a milestone or we fulfill a goal that we've had for a while, it's a good feeling, and we need to celebrate that. You know, so often it's kind of like, yeah, okay, get back to work. Really celebrate.
Yeah,
and
it was
a goal that
came from some hurt too, some injury. So, like I said, I reached a great accomplishment. In spite of, without saying too much. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm very happy to hear that. So, yes, celebrate that.
Thank you.
You know, what I want to say to you is I hear a lot of thoughtfulness in your planning, and I want to commend you on all of that. But I also want to say to you, it's really, really important that regardless of how much you thought out everything and you put the plans down, you have to really make sure that you bring your intuition into this. And I think, you know, my impression is that you are very intuitive, but you don't always listen to it. You let yourself be talked out of it by logic. And I have to say to you, yes,
you're amazing.
This happened. Well, thank you. You're so sweet. Look, you do everything for the right reasons. You have integrity.
Mm-hmm.
You have very clear intention. And, you know, you are going to make something happen if it's the last thing you do. And I love your persistence and your determination. But you have to remember to bring your spirit and your intuition into these decisions, because the best laid plans, when it comes down to it and you say, okay, this is the day, this is when it's going to happen, I've been working all this time on getting to this point, and you get to that morning and you wake up and you go, you know what, something doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
You have to trust that. You absolutely have to trust it, okay? Now, all of those things being said, I know there's great fear for you about having to go back to a regular work job. I don't see that for you. I don't see that happening for you. Your journey,
I didn't feel it
taken,
either. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your journey's taken a long time. You have a lot to say.
Yes.
You have a gift, a communication, without saying too much. and so, you know, what you have to offer just because of your journey is enough, and you'll have what you need. Do what you feel you need to do for yourself.
It
I have
is.
No doubt
it
that
is a divine
keep,
pool. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it absolutely is. It's like you're right where you're supposed to be. Just keep allowing at this point. Do what you need to do each day. You know, do those 3 to 5 things on that to-do list to keep you moving
mm-hmm.
in the right direction. And then trust your intuition and keep going. And it's going to happen. It is going to happen.
Thank
you. You are right where you're supposed to be.
You can see it so clear, can't you? Thank you.
I can see it so clear. Well, and I have to say to you also, I'm glad you're taking some time for yourself. Because and be ready. Make sure that you have everything in place. Because when you finally start really working with this, it's like you're going to hit
uh-huh.
the ground running.
Oh,
so,
wow.
And you know that, too. It's going to be very busy. Yeah.
I got goosebumps.
The other thing, okay, mm-hmm. so there's one other thing that I want to say to you. My impression is that you may be aligned with somebody, and I want to say that this is a female, certainly
mm-hmm.
very feminine energy. You're aligned with somebody who she says all the right things, and she's got success in her own right, but my impression is she may not be taking you as seriously as she should be. So I want you to keep trusting yourself about the alignments that you're making with this business venture, if you will. And that
uh-huh.
If it's not working, it's okay for you to change it. You don't have to stick with any of these people.
Oh,
so
my.
Just, okay? You already know who that is, right?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
So give yourself permission to change it. If it's not benefiting you and it's not, you know, there's no reason for you to just sit there. You have a job to do. You have a purpose on the planet right now. And if somebody is not supporting that and moving it in the right direction for you, they need to step aside and you need to be allowed to keep going. So trust your intuition. If things are not feeling right, keep going. Let go and find somebody else who will be more aligned with you, who understands your vision and your purpose and who is supporting it, and keep going.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are
Thank
so welcome.
You.
There we go, Sophia.
Thank you. Keep us posted.
Have a
okay?
great night.
Have a great
will.
Night, Sophia.
I will.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
And our next call is coming from Julia, and Julia is calling about health tonight. Julia, you are live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Thank you, Rebecca. How are you doing?
Hi, Julia. I'm doing pretty well. I want to get right into this.
Yeah.
Okay. So as soon as he said health, I'm seeing some abdominal stuff, and I'm seeing you. I mean, it literally looks like you were brought to your knees. So I want to say there's more than one thing going on with you. Definitely, I get that there's some lower back issues, but I see the abdominal stuff as well. Does this all make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So the back stuff is kind of like we can work on that later. Let me look at what's happening with this. Okay. So I'm seeing a couple of things, and I have to say this disclaimer first. Okay. So for those of you who are listening, this is all through intuition. I am not a doctor. I have not studied medicine. This is all intuitive, and so I would strongly encourage any of you who are having any issues with your health to please see a healthcare professional, okay? So that being said, there's my disclaimer. I can come back to you, Julia. My impression is that there's some inflammation in your intestines. So, you know, I would guess it's probably some irritable bowel is part of the issue. But what's happening is because the tissue looks raw, and I get the impression that food is not your friend right now, and it's a problem.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Okay, so what's important is to try to get nutrition into your body that you can actually digest, that isn't causing you extreme pain. So the first thing that comes up as being okay is bananas, okay? Like the soft, creamy kind of food, but you don't want to do too much milk, okay? But, you know, let's see here.
Yogurt?
Yogurt is okay, but I wouldn't have too much of that. It's like right now, because your system is so irritated, You know, in some cases, people who have any kind of dairy intolerance, the yogurt can also be an issue. I feel like in small doses for you, it's okay, but I wouldn't go overboard on it. I mean, right now, it's like everything has to be small doses, okay?
Yeah.
I would stay completely away from like beef, any meats that are hard to digest. If you're going to be eating meat right now, I would stick with like chicken or turkey. You could do some light fish. Eggs would be okay.
If you're gonna do vegetables, do vegetables
that are very easily digested. So that we're talking about cooked vegetables, not raw. Okay. And this is just for right now because my impression is that you're kind of in, you know, you're kind of in emergency mode right now. Okay. Does this make sense?
Yeah, I'm really feeling it.
So everything has to be small amounts right now. Okay. Make sure that you're drinking enough water, but don't drink the water when you're, you know, when you're eating. Either drink the water half an hour before, or a little while after you've eaten, so that the digestive enzymes are not being watered down. You need all the help you can get right now. Okay. Papaya would be good. It's got some good digestive enzymes in it. You can buy the chewable tablets if that's easier for you. I would stay away from the citrus right now because, like I said, that lining of your intestines looks really raw, and I feel like that would cause you more discomfort. Melons are okay. In fact, that would be good for you. Let's see here.
Hummus?
Hummus is okay. Because even garbanzo beans are okay. I'd stay away from the nuts right now. You could do the nut butters, but you want to stay away from like the little seeds that can get caught in there. It can get caught in the little, we all have like little cracks and crevices along our intestines. And in the meantime, you know, if you haven't seen a healthcare professional about this, I would strongly suggest that. I feel like a nutritionist would be able to give you some good guidelines on how you can get the proper nutrition into your system. But right now, it's like, I mean, I feel like even if you just did this for a few days, it would get you out of kind of this critical place right now. I would stay away from processed foods right now. You could do a little bit of honey. Honey is a natural anti-inflammatory. But it's all about the inflammation in there right now, and you just want to get it out of that inflammatory place. So you don't want to eat foods that will irritate it, okay? Does this make sense?
Yeah, it does. What about soup?
I'm sorry, soup?
Would soup be good?
Soup is good. You know, the thing is, again, you want to have, if you're going to have vegetable soup, make sure that the vegetables are very well cooked. You know, you can do creamy stuff, too. You just want to make sure that that your body's not going to have to work super hard to digest it. Obviously, like the clear broths would be great. A little bit of rice is okay, too. You just want to eat foods that are easily digested, and you want to eat small amounts throughout the day, not too much at any one time. And you want to try to make it so that you don't get completely empty as well. It's just that it's easier for your body to process all of this in that way. Okay.
I'm gluten free, so I try to eat pretty clean. I don't know what's been going on lately.
Well, I get the impression that something irritated the intestines, and that it's like you haven't been able to get it out of that irritated place. So it's kind of like, okay, so let's step back, let's eat the foods that won't irritate, and let it heal a little bit. Because if you're eating foods that are easily digested, it gives the body a chance to heal. Okay. And then as far as your lower back, you know, if you don't see a chiropractor, I would really strongly suggest that. I kind of get that lower back, I want to say that the small of your back is really out of alignment right now. I get the impression that for you, it's just kind of this sore all the time. And so just getting some massage and maybe some adjustments would help with that.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Take good care. Let me know how you're doing, okay? You're going to get better. This is also why you're low energy right now, okay? You know, if your body's not digesting the food well, you're not getting the nutrients assimilated. So, you know, try all of this. Try this for a few days. Go ahead and make an appointment with your healthcare professional. But my impression is that after a few days, when your body's actually starting to take in the nutrients again, you'll have more energy again.
Okay. Thank you, Rebecca.
Okay.
Julia, thanks for your call.
You are so welcome. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
And Rebecca, we've got about 15 seconds left. Real quick, one more time for your website and where people can get a hold of you.
Okay, website, www.iamrebecca.com. Facebook is I Am Rebecca Intuitive Psychic, and you can call me at 650-622-2220. Thanks, Garrett, so much, and thanks, everybody. Lots of blessings to all of you.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow night. We've got entertainer Mr. Buddy Sampson on the show, and then Friday we've got Martha Reich. She is calling in from Santa Fe, New Mexico on the Friday night dance party. That'll be live at 7 o'clock. Everybody else, thank you very much for calling in. We just had an overwhelming response to Rebecca being on the show tonight. If you'd like an appointment, please get a hold of her, and we will see you live tomorrow. Have a great night. Thanks for being here.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.